Can't believe we're almost there, but coming up on November 11th, which is a Saturday, of course, we're going to sit, we're going to stay for the Suncoast Animal League's 15th annual Dogtoberfest at Highlander Park in Dunedin from 11 to 5. And Executive Director Rick Schabbat is joining us to talk about what's good in Tampa Bay. And Rick, I can't believe this is our 15th year. It's amazing, isn't it?
I know. And then it's already coming into November, so it's time flies. Unfortunately, we're still having fun, but... Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I have a few new twists and turns at the event, like we always do. But pretty much we're going to have a lot of the same activities that have made it so successful in the past.
Well, yeah, the ride for the animals. I've been talking to a lot of people about that, and there's still room for people to get involved with that, right?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely still room. I mean, you can do registration right up until the morning of the ride. It starts to fill up now, and we're starting to get some of the riders who come from up north, and, you know, the weather's starting to get bad up there, so they're coming down here, and, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
And you've mentioned, you know, the favorites that are coming back, of course, starting with the Blessing of the Animals, the Alumni Parade, the Lure Course. I can't believe how popular that has become with everybody.
That has really grown. I mean, we started it 15 years ago, or however many years ago we got involved with that. And, you know, I think we had like 25 people the first year. Their dogs do it. Now it's just grown like crazy. It's just a lot of fun, and people get a big kick out of it. And, you know, they're proud of their dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are really good at it. And then you have other ones that are like, you know, I'm not chasing that thing.
Well, that's kind of like with the running of the wieners. When you get the really young dogs, it's like they have no clue what's going on. And the senior sausages are just too darn tired to do it. But that really is the highlight of the event. Everybody waits for that.
Yes, they do. And we're looking forward to that like we do every year. We have a lot of fun with it. And, of course, the dogs keep it really interesting. And like you said, you'll have some of them, and they just kind of trot along the fence line, greeting all the spectators who are standing over there and such, you know. Yeah, it's pretty cute, and you never know what's going to happen.
No, and I'll tell you, one of my favorites, too, is the costume contest, because over the years, people have really gotten creative, and it's gotten very competitive, hasn't it?
It really has, and the costumes are amazing, and a lot of them are homemade, and then a lot of times the owners, you know, they're dressing up just like their dogs, and it's really something.
Well, and not to forget, but this is to benefit the Suncoast Animal League.
Well, we have, at the shelter, we've got dogs and cats.
Okay.
We have, because of the overflow of cats, we have cats everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have cats at Countryside PetSmart. We have them at Trinity PetSmart and Oldsmar PetSmart. So we have cats there up for adoption. They have cat rooms. We have cats there basically 24/7, but it's still, as well as the adoptions are going and everything, it's difficult to find room for the amount that are being brought to us, turned in, and asked for help by other shelters.
Speaking of cats, since this is Dogtoberfest, I am starting to hear rumors about some cats probably getting involved.
Oh, we're having it's basically our cat folks, the ones that are at PetSmart doing adoptions and taking care of the cats every day, our cat volunteers, and it's called Cat Crashers. they're going to have a big old booth there. We normally don't bring any cats because cats don't do well in those situations.
No.
But there's all kinds of information, and they make it fun. They make it a fun booth, and people get to learn about where we have the cats for adoption, the PetSmart stores. It just, you know, our cat program, thanks to Annette, has turned around immensely. And cat adoptions are exceeding the dog adoptions at this point in time.
Really?
So that's all going really well. Like I said, there probably won't be any cats there, but people dressed up like cats. And it's a fun booth. They have a good time with it, and everybody seems to enjoy it.
Well, it's a great day.
We're also having a little bit of a different twist on, we're not calling it Photos with Santa.
Oh.
You know, it's holiday photos.
Okay.
So there'll be actually several different ways of backgrounds of getting your pictures taken for the holidays. So
I think it's going to be
upgraded, you know. Cool. So that should be a lot of fun. And of course we'll have rescue groups there with dogs up for adoption, and we'll have our own adoption tent where we'll be doing adoptions. I think last year we did 81 adoptions, something there. Yeah.
That's always really impressive. But the bottom line is, we want to make people aware of the need for adoptions, for fosters, for volunteers, and there'll be so many different rescue groups there. If you're ever even considered doing any of the above, this is the place to come, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, it's an all-day event. It's 11 to 5. It's just a lot of things going on. There's all kind of vendors with pet supplies and all kinds of different vendors. But it's just a good, fun, and family day.
Yeah.
And we'll have food trucks there. We have a couple of beer tents and sets that'll be set up around there. And it's just an all around one of those fun kind of days where it's the entire family. It's all about the dogs.
And it always will be. Rick Shabaty, Executive Director, Suncoast Animal League. For more information, if people want to sign up, get involved, where's the best place to go? Social media?
Yeah, that's one of the best places. And you can find, like, if you've adopted a dog from us in the past and you want to sign up for the alumni.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can go to our Facebook page, you can go online, several different ways to sign up, and we try to get as many of our alumni as possible. It's so much fun to see them. Some of the dogs you haven't seen for 4 or 5 years, and they remember you. It's one of those emotional times and such. But yeah, it's all over our Facebook page, Instagram, you know, all of the social media.
And we'll put up all the links for you, too. So if anybody needs to get you, we'll make sure they know where to go. Well, I'll see you under the Oaks in November. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll make sure that we get a lot of dogs adopted, get lots of information about the cats. And if you ever need to rescue any sort of animal, this is the place to come to get the information on the right way to do it.
Yeah, and actually today we have 3 dogs that we're rescuing from Pasco County Animal Services.
Oh.
And we just got a call from Citrus County Animal Services.
Ooh.
And they have a mother hound dog with 6 2-week-old puppies.
Oh.
That they've asked us to take. So we're trying to make those arrangements right now.
Well, we'll put the links up for new fosters and volunteers and get the word out there. But Rick, thank you so much for your time. You stay safe, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, sounds good, Ann. Thank you very much.